If you really want the long game credibility, every single entrepreneur needs to invest time and energy into getting mainstream press. Mm-hmm. And I say, do it the long game, powerful way by making the real relationships and getting that momentum so that you can always be that recognized expert, because people want to hire the person that they recognize, the person that they trust.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of Light Pink, best-selling author, three-time fitness world champion, and I'm a crazy multi-passionate entrepreneur. My journey has taken me everywhere from being a broke waitress, barista, retail associate, and personal trainer with massive anxiety and no belief in myself to later becoming a multi-millionaire in love with my life. In 2007, my husband and I lost everything. We found ourselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt at rock bottom. We had no ideas and I had no education to fall back on. This is when I found personal development and learned everything I could about business. Not by choice, but because I realized no one was coming to save me. The conversations on this podcast are going to let you know that you're not alone and that we all feel like we don't know what we're doing. We're going to give you the tools to help you face your fears, take action, start your business, and grow those massive dreams that are keeping you up at night. It's time to create a life that you can't hide from and put so much on the line that your higher self is forced to come out. You're going to stop waiting for someone to approve of you and you're going to anoint yourself. Because I'm obsessed about building businesses that give women a platform, I want to feature you. So if you text the word podcast to 310-496-8363, you can get your questions answered on our Q&A segment along with a shout out. And if you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we're choosing someone every month to get coached and featured on our show. It just might be you. So let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. Today I have on one of my best friends. I'm obsessed with her, Jen Gottlieb of Super Connector Media. And not only is she just one of my favorite people in the universe, but she's one of the most brilliant human beings and one of the most connected humans who has a mission in life and who is crushing it and doing it every single day, is getting people's stories out into the world, into media, mainstream media, you name it. She has gotten people booked on every single platform that you can imagine. And today is no different because we're going to talk all about how you can do that for yourself. So not only does she own this incredible media company, PR company, this massive firm in New York, but she helps people learn how to get PR for themselves that is a needle mover, a game changer, and it's really going to get you, your message, your product out into the world. So I have done so many of her boot camps. I've done so many of the things that she is recommending in this podcast. And it has been life-changing for my life, for my business, and for my connections. I promise you, if you follow through on what she's saying, if you go and do her boot camp, you will absolutely have a year of your life in your business. You will have the best year of your life, not only for the networks, but also because your business will be out in the world. So listen in. This is going to be what you need to be seen this year. I'm telling you, guys, you got to do this boot camp. But just listen to these tangible takeaways. Let's get started so your business can change right now.
All right, Jen, our dear friend. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Yay.
I'm so excited to be here. Anytime I get to talk to you guys, and especially both of you at once, is the best day ever.
Likewise. It's going to be weird not vacationing together this year. We'll have to make sure that we get one.
We're going
to
make sure.
Last year
sure
we had three
we
of them. So,
it's going
to
be great.
We'll get at least one this year. Let's commit to that.
Okay. Right now, everyone's listening. I commit to at least one vacation with you guys this year.
Done.
Done.
And so all right. It is.
I like it.
Perfect.
I'm there.
So listen, thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule today. We're actually going to cut right into it because you've been on our show before. You've been on Lori's show before. So we can save all the niceties and backstories and all that stuff for those episodes. I have a very specific thing that's been on my mind this year. And that is, should I start paying for or actively engaging in PR? And I kind of want to set up the backstory to my feelings. In 2022, it's no secret that like Facebook ads are way less effective than they used to be because of the privacy changes and the little war going on between Apple and Facebook. Instagram ads, therefore, because same parent company, are way less effective. Pixeling and cookies are going away as we know them today with the new browsers coming out. And we have relied so heavily in the past on spend X dollars on a Facebook ad, get X number of customers, that we haven't had to explore the world of PR. And I've watched you guys sit back and just thrive and watched your clients sit back and just thrive with PR. I thought, well, if the world's changing, maybe it's time I get my head out of my ass and get educated on this.
You know, I even want to say I did a podcast, right? Actually, it wasn't a podcast. It was an interview right before this, Jen, for somebody who had worked at a wine company. And she was like, you know, our supply chain ended up going crazy and we ran out of supply because the founder had gotten an article in New York Times and they literally sold out. And so I love that I had that conversation right before this conversation with you, because one article spiked so much that they literally sold out of their entire supply for the year from one article. So let's talk about that, because that is going to have to be the way that I go, because Lightpink's not going to be able to afford ads to get out there. So I cannot wait for this conversation. This is like beneficial for everybody listening and myself.
Yes. And that's not the only, there are so many stories of companies where one article or one TV appearance or one big podcast completely transformed their business and like was the thing, you know, like the tipping point. That was the tipping point that really set them off. So many companies, including a lot of companies that we represent. But here's the thing. So a lot of people think about PR in the form of like direct ROI, like what you were just saying, Chris, like investing in it, putting the money in and getting the money right out from like someone actually viewing the TV segment or reading the article or seeing it and saying, oh, wow, Chris Harder in Forbes, I'm going to read this. I like what he said. I'm going to go check him out and I'm going to go hire him. That happens a lot. But what I really want to talk about is like the really cool thing that happens with PR, which is the long game, which is the credibility and the authority that it builds for you. So think about your potential client. Okay, what they're like, let's say they're thinking about working with you, someone that's listening right now. Let's say you're a coach and they are looking for a coach. Okay, they're scouring the internet or they're asking all their friends, I need a life coach. I want not just any life coach. I want like a bomb life coach that's amazing. And so you got a couple of friends that give you some referrals. I know this person, they're great. And what's the first thing that you do? Well, you go to the internet and you Google. Yep. That's what you do when you're like, okay, I got referrals, but I'm not just going to hire someone. I'm not even just going to apply. I'm not even just going to get on a call with someone. I'm going to do my stalking first. And I'm going to Google. So you go onto Google and you see two different life coaches. Both of them get great referrals from friends. Both of them charge the exact same amount of money. One of them has been featured in all of these different publications. You go, you look at their Google search and they've been on TV. Holy crap. They were on Good Morning America talking about how to de-stress. Oh my God. They were in Entrepreneur Magazine talking about how, you know, different things you can do mindset wise to be a better entrepreneur. And you see them over and over and over again in mainstream media, not just on social media, talking about how great they are, because let's be real. We can all go on social media and say we're awesome.
Yep.
I can go on say I'm awesome all day, but that does not give me the credibility that somebody else saying I'm awesome does. Okay. So you go over to the next life coach and you look them up and their story on their website's great. They've got a great social media, but no credibility. No one's talking about them. They've never been on any media outlets. They're not really known. Who am I going to choose?
Yeah,
the tiebreaker is going to be the one with all the media.
That's it. That's it. And that goes the same for, let's say you want to get on stages, or let's say you want to write a book, or let's say whatever it is, those bookers, or even those publishers that might publish your book, or the people that will put you on their stage, they want to see credibility markers from mainstream media, because it just makes people look at you in a different way. It gives you that street cred that makes people feel safe and secure when they hand over their money to you.
This is interesting. I've already had a shift early on in the show, and that is I've been so focused on the ROI, the direct ROI, right? I can measure the cost of a Facebook ad, and that tells me what a customer acquisition cost is. And I felt safety in the linearness, mm-hmm. that's not even a word, but the linearness of knowing those numbers. But when you just explained, it's really the tiebreaker because there's a lot of good choices out there. And then mm-hmm. my mind went somewhere further and said, wait a second, even when you meet new couples, even when you meet new people, even when you start a new venture, even when you do these things that you have nothing to sell, people still Google you. And there is a difference mm-hmm. between having nothing but crickets come up when someone Googles you and having all these really cool articles where they can actually get to know you, get to know your causes, get to know what you're about. And that creates a bond. It creates a relationship probably way faster than if you're this anonymous ghost out there that's doing good things, but no one's writing or creating TV about it.
Yeah. It's crazy. It like introduces you before you enter a room in so many different arenas. Like I can't tell you how many times I've either walked into like a dinner party or something like that, where maybe it's somewhere where there's higher level people. And I don't even know that people know about maybe what we've done. And they've like, I'm like, oh my God, they must have found something from Google like 5 years ago. Why are they mentioning that? But in a good way, right? Like it introduces you before you have to, which is really huge in a lot of networking situations, business situations, a lot of different things like that, where other opportunities are going to appear for you because you have that stacked credibility.
Well, think about it this way. Whenever people introduce you guys, when you do a podcast or when you go on stage or when you speak, what do they say? They say, Lori is a cover model for all these fitness magazines, or, you know, Chris has been featured in Forbes. Chris has been featured in Entrepreneur. That's what you lead with, your credibility mm-hmm. markers, yeah. right? And so that's what everybody leads with. They don't say, Chris has got 150,000 followers on Instagram.
You're right.
And that, he loves right? mac and cheese and the color
That's
blue.
Funny. You're right. That's really funny. So let me ask you a really transparent, and because we're such good friends, I feel like I can just ask the obvious questions on everyone's mind. One of my concerns over all these years is I feel like it's this endless retainer, $5,000 a month, $10,000 a month, $15,000 a month to get good PR. And it's really just you're throwing darts at a dartboard and hoping that that one article happens one day. You know, after you've paid a few hundred grand worth of retainers in. And I think that's why I've been hesitant, is it felt like paying a lot of money for something that becomes a stroke of luck. Does it have to be this expensive, intimidating thing? Or can we start by creating our own PR, but not in some cheesy way, in a real way that's meaningful?
No, you don't. And I own a PR agency. And I'm going to tell you right now, nobody has to hire a PR agency. If you have the people that hire us are the people that just don't have the time to do it, right? They're doing other big things. They're big CEOs and big companies, and they just can't do it themselves. But listen, if you're just starting out, you 1,000% can get your own PR. We teach people how to do that. And our the people that we teach get PR on their own. Sometimes they get better media than the people that we represent when they're doing it on their own, because they're using the power of making authentic connections. Mm. And that's really at the end of the day, what it's all about. Mm. And the thing is, like, if you know how to make authentic, powerful connections with human beings, you can get media. And you just have to like tie your story into something that's happening timely in the news. And then the other thing, Chris, like, that you said about, oh, like maybe it's a stroke of luck. It's not really a stroke of luck. It is about building momentum. And I've seen this happen again and again. So people will start their PR journey and they want to get immediate hits. I want to get hits right away in my first month. I want to see that this is working for me. And they don't get immediate hits in the first month because it really takes momentum. You got to build the relationships. You got to introduce yourself. You got to get one article that leads to two, that leads to three. You got to put the work in. It takes time. It's not like you're going to build your huge following on Instagram or on social media overnight. It takes years and years and years. Or like a podcast. You guys know this. People want to put out a podcast and have it be huge overnight. You guys know you've been in the podcast game for years. Yeah. It takes a long time. So you need to be patient and you need to be consistent. And I've watched this happen. Once you start getting that ball rolling and you hit a tipping point, your media placements work for you and your connections start to work for you. And if you can stick in with all the no's, hearing no, getting rejected, not getting the hits, maybe getting one, and you get through that point and you get to a point where you start getting asked to come back to these different stations and these different publications regularly, that's when the fire gets lit and that's when you become a recognized expert. And that is when you start seeing serious ROI. And it's not luck. It's about sticking with it for the long game and committing to it. and doing exactly the same thing as you guys have done with your podcast or with your social media and sticking with it and committing and not just thinking, oh, I want to pay and then I want to get a million media hits right away. That's not how it works. I wish it did. I mean, unless you're doing pay for play, which isn't as powerful as real authentic media hits.
Yeah. You know, you're making me really think about how it's like that tipping point, getting that first big one. That's going to take a while, right? That's going to take a lot of work. That's going to take a ton of emails. That's going to take tons of relationships because you need that first person to vouch for you. But what happens with that is once I got one magazine cover, it was like, okay, she's professional. She's done this before. We don't have to tell her how to pose. She clearly knows how to do it. Like she knows run of show. And that makes it easier for the next person to say yes, because they know they're hiring a professional, right? Like if I have a TV segment, I don't want to take the risks. Or I think of this with Bliss Project all the time. Like a ton of new speakers always wanted to speak. And I was like, this just isn't going to necessarily be your platform because I'm not going to take the risk on a new speaker here. Now, maybe on the podcast, you know, if you pitch me and you've got a great story and you're really prepared and you send me a video, but a lot of those people aren't going to take that risk. So it's like really getting all of those maybe smaller PR segments to get that one that then other people can trust you, that you know what to do in these like higher pressure situations.
I want to add to that. I hate to keep going back to Facebook ads as a parallel here, but people don't realize this. When you hire an agency, do your Facebook or Instagram ads, you don't hit a home run that first month. You actually, it takes you 3 to 6 months worth of just getting data as you run the ads and split test them and tweak them before they really start giving you a good ROI. And until you explained it that way, I never ran those two as a parallel, that it takes, no matter what is worth having, it takes that ramp up period for it to really grab a hold and go forward. Now you mentioned something I didn't want to just skip over it. You had mentioned something called pay to play. You said, you know, unless you're doing pay to play, but that's not as effective. Would you lift the curtain? Because I know a lot of people out there get hit up for this kind of pay to play thing. Would you lift the curtain on the difference between the two?
And when it's worth it.
Okay. So there's this thing, and I get hit up all the time from these people on Instagram that are messaging me. They're like, I could get you in here in Forbes.
The irony is hilarious.
All the time. They tell me, I'm like, I don't need it. That's great. Thank you. But there is this thing where you can pay for articles and you can pay them at, you know, but at the end of the day, it's always noticeable. It's either a press release or you can see that like sponsored by, you'll see like sponsored by at the bottom. And when we're talking about momentum, building momentum, and really, if you really want to do PR, you really want to get the type of results that you can get from media, which is why it's been around forever and ever and ever, and it's not going anywhere. You want to do it the authentic way to make the relationship so they'll bring you back again and again. And you really legitimately want someone to be writing about you or talking about you because they think you're the bomb, not because you paid them, because people can tell when you pay for those things. And then it just kind of devalues your brand and it doesn't get you anywhere. It's like you paid, you got the thing. Okay. You put it on your website, but what does that really do for you? Real, legitimate, organic, earned media, it builds a relationship with somebody else, with a media person that's probably going to lead to something else, to another hit, like you just said, Lori. Most of our students, our Beyond TV Bootcamp members and our Mastermind members, like they've made some powerful relationships with media people that call them back every single week because they pitched them and they went and they did a great job. So every week they're their expert. Mm-hmm. There's this one amazing lawyer in our group. She's literally now a regular on two different TV shows.
So cool.
Because she made the relationship and now it's like a, you know, a forever thing. And that's why I would tell everybody, you can't necessarily always count on the algorithm of Instagram. You can't always count on the algorithm of Facebook. It's getting harder and harder and harder to count on that. And like what I said in the beginning, I can say I'm awesome on Instagram all the time. So can anybody else. If you really want the long game credibility, every single entrepreneur needs to invest time and energy into getting mainstream press. Mm-hmm. And I say, do it the long game, powerful way by making the real relationships and getting that momentum so that you can always be that recognized expert, because people want to hire the person that they recognize, the person that they trust, the person that they Google and they see has been all over the press and all over the media. Oh, wait, Lori, she's been on zillions of covers of magazines. She's written a best-selling book. Chris, you've been in all the publications. Yes, I will listen to your podcast. Yes, I will listen to what you say because clearly you know what you're talking about.
What kind of budget should we set aside for PR? You know, some people out there, this is their first six-figure year. So other people, it's their first seven-figure year. Other companies are massive. How do you know how much to spend on PR?
Well, if you're just starting out, I would say you don't even need to invest any kind of money. You just need to invest some time. And so we've got our Be On TV Bootcamp that we'll talk about, but we teach people how to get on TV in 5 days. And we teach you all the skills that you need. Many of our bootcampers get on TV before the bootcamp even ends. You just need to invest time. Now, here's where, like, if you're at a higher level and you don't have the time to invest and you need to hire a team member, I'll go in levels. I'll say, first start investing just time. Then when your time gets so booked because, oh, you've gotten in the media, you're getting some traction, your business is growing, I would actually hire a team member to learn how to pitch and then have that team member be pitching for you. And then when you get to the next level, when you're making, you know, in the seven figures or whatever that is for you, and you're like, I really can't do this on my own and I really want to hire an outside agency, then you can invest in one. But it's levels. You don't want to start off just, you know, spending a ton of money on it. You can start on your own if you have the time.
This is awesome. I mean, here we have a PR agency owner, and your answer was that for the first two steps, trade your own time to do it. And then when you run out of time, train someone else on your team to do it. And only then come to an agency like mine and like pay the retainer and do that kind of thing. That's some pretty authentic advice right there. That's really awesome. You mentioned the attorney that got some free PR and now she's a regular on shows. You mentioned your Be On TV boot camp. Can you share a story, whether it's hers or someone else's, and more specifically, so the listeners can learn what they did to get that contact, like what the, how they reached out, what they did, and what the result was?
So we teach this tool at the end of the bootcamp. It's called the Top 20 Tool. And I've taught it. I think, Lori, I've probably taught it on one of your shows. It's an unbelievable tool. It's so good and it works. And that's why we teach it again and again. And I use it all the time in my business to be able to create opportunities for myself. And so we teach this and it's all about relationships and it's all about connecting with the people that you already know, that you don't even realize have the connections that you need to get in the media. And I'm not even going to use one specific story. I mean, actually, I will. I'm going to use one specific story. So there was this one girl that came to our boot camp and her dream was to be on TV in her hometown. She's like, it would be so cool if my parents and my grandparents could see me on our hometown news chase station. So she did her top 20 list. She did the tool and she realized that she had a couple of relationships from her hometown that knew people at the local station. And so she simply provided a lot of value to those people, reached out, did all the things that we told her to do, sent her pitch and got on her hometown net station. And it was the coolest thing for her family to see her. And then she leveraged that and she was able to get on again and again. And now she has that relationship. And that was done, I think, before our challenge even ended, just because we taught her how to really dig deep into the relationships and the network that you already have and be able to provide value to that person and tell and figure out what your pitch is exactly that you're pitching them and get on a show and provide value to their listeners.
What about imposter syndrome? I think I have a deep-rooted fear that they're going to put me on a show and ask me questions, and I'm going to be like, have the dumbest answers ever, or I'm not qualified to be the expert, right?
Yeah, that's a big thing. So that's day one of the boot camp. That's why all we talk about
is oh my God, it is.
That's the whole day one. So sell them what they want, give them what they need. We will teach you how to get on TV, but secretly, this is really a confidence building and personal development boot camp that is all around putting yourself out there and being able to be on camera. Because for real, many people that come to our bootcamp have never done Facebook Live before. Wow. They've never been on camera, but they know now in this day and age, you got to be able to be on camera and talk about what you do.
Yeah.
If you just have to, it's just the thing. And it's scary. And we all feel like imposters. And we all sometimes feel like, oh my God, they're going to figure out that I'm not an expert and I don't know what I'm talking about.
Right. Totally. That's the fear.
Of course. Or like, I'm a fraud. And I really don't even know. Like, I think that all the time. Okay, let's be real. But we teach this amazing tool that I believe I taught on Girlfriends in Business called the Badass List.
Yes.
And that Badass List has helped, and I'm going to say thousands of people in our bootcamp be able to just go live on Facebook for the first time. And I will tell one specific story that doesn't even necessarily really relate directly to getting on TV, but it's a really powerful story about, Brenda will be very happy that I share this story about her. She loves talking about it. A woman, Brenda Warren, came to our boot camp and she came onto the screen, onto the stage on like the last day. And she shared this story. And she was like, Jen, the day before I found your boot camp, I was on the phone with Suicide Hotline. Mm. She was going to kill herself. She had a bottle of pills in her hand. She was a former Marine. She was in an abusive relationship. And she was having severe PTSD and she was going to kill herself. And the person on the other line said, just do something. I don't care what you do, put down the pills and do something else. And so she opened up an email from someone that was a partner with us, and they thought we're talking about this Be On TV bootcamp. She's like, I don't know. I don't want to be on TV. This looks kind of crazy, but this looks like something that I could do. So she signs up and she does our bootcamp. And on the first day, we talk about imposter syndrome and we talk about the badass list. And the badass list is making a list of all of the moments in your life when you were a badass and celebrating yourself for it. And we give them a homework assignment. And I'll just give you guys a little insight into what we do on day one, but their homework assignment is to share one of their badass moments with their community. So Brenda, for the very first time, goes live on her phone and shares her badass moment. And a woman contacts Brenda that was also suicidal, that had been in bed for months because her kid committed suicide. This is just a really bad story. A lot of suicide in the story, but it's for real. And said, I got out of bed for the first time today and fed my kids because I watched your Facebook live and your story moved me to get out of bed and to take my life to the next level. Brenda was like, oh my God, I am worthy. I'm going to do this. And then she ended up, now Brenda has written a book. Brenda has her own TV show. Brenda is now a coach. Brenda is making thousands and thousands of dollars coaching people. She is loud and proud. It's unbelievable, the transformation. And that is because she decided that she was going to just get on and do something and believe in herself, that she was a badass. And then because of that, she helped somebody else. And that inspired her to continue to keep on going. So when I say that this Be On TV bootcamp is not just about getting on TV, and that's why I love that you brought up the imposter syndrome thing, Chris, because we all have it, and we just have to remember how amazing we are, because we forget that sometimes. We spend too much time looking at other people and how great they are and comparing ourselves to them that we forget all the great things we did. And Brenda forgot. She forgot how awesome she was, and she had to just remind herself of that and remind herself of the impact she could make on other people if she just allowed herself to be seen. So
I love this story so much, because ultimately PR is just getting your story out there in a big way. And, you know, we all start because we know that someone else's story has impacted us, and we realize that our story has power as well. And the reason that we start and we want to coach and we want to do the things is to get out there, share a story, and hopefully do what you just shared that Brenda's doing. And I think PR can be intimidating because it's a megaphone for your story. But you have to remember, that's what it is. It's a megaphone for your story. And think of how many people that, if that got out to, that you're going to make an impact on. And I think where the fear comes is people think of the people who won't like the story instead of focusing on that. Like, focus on that. And remember, if there's one person who's impacted in that way, that that is going to change people's lives.
I saw full body chills from that story. How quickly that happened. So she thought she was saving herself by going and doing this distraction, right? I mean, that facetiously called Be On Bootcamp TV, right? I just have to go do anything to save myself. And in a day's time, it already had a trickle down effect where it saved somebody else. That's nuts.
It is. That's what we say. Like, so a lot of us get in our head about being visible. We don't want to be salesy or markety or braggy or put ourselves out there. But at the end of the day, it's not about you. It's about that person on the other side. And I always use this analogy, Lori. I use you as an analogy all the time, all the time. And I'll say it again. If Lori didn't make herself visible by putting herself out there on her podcast and writing her book and putting her content out there, I wouldn't be sitting here right now.
Oh, so crazy.
Right? Because of you being visible and sharing your message with the world and being so gracious and generous in that and not caring about what people thought about you. Because if you cared too much about what people thought about you and you decided not to do the podcast or you decided not to share your content, I wouldn't have found you. I wouldn't have transformed my life.
Wow.
So self-promotion isn't gross. It's your responsibility.
Oh, that's good.
Wow.
That's good.
Yeah, that is crazy. And it's crazy to think about, even just from where I stand, you saying that, it is like overwhelming to me. It's almost like I can't absorb it. That's how crazy it is and how it's going to feel for people when they hear something like that. So thank you for sharing that with me, because that's like fulfillment full circle.
Talk to me more about this Be On Bootcamp TV. Yeah, like when you told that story, I realized, holy shit, okay, this thing's really important. Day one, you shared what you do. What does day two, three, four, five look like?
Yeah. So day one's all about confidence. Day two is all about clarity. So one of the questions we always get is like, where should I be in the media?
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know. I mean, I know there's the Today Show. I know that there's Forbes, right? We know those, but What people don't realize is that the opportunity is so deep. There is so many different podcasts and publications and online places you could be, and blogs and shows and local networks. And the cool thing about right now, this is very cool, is that every single news station is just doing Zoom interviews.
Oh, so good.
So you could be in every single city from your couch. So we teach you how to figure out where those different places are, how to find them, how to figure out where you should be. So that's day two, it's clarity. Day three is all about messaging. So on day three, we teach you this unbelievable tool called the Simple Structure Story, where we help you tell your story in a really succinct way. Because what we found, and I used to be this girl, I didn't know how the hell to talk about myself. I didn't know how to say the story. I didn't know how to tie it in together and make it short. And I would go on forever and ever. It wouldn't make sense. So we have this great tool that we teach on that day to be able to say your story in a really succinct way where people get it, and it's quick and it's easy, and you can use that for your pitch. So that's day three.
It's huge.
And then day four, we teach you how to pitch like a publicist. Mm. So we teach you five elements of a winning pitch, and we actually help you write your pitch. So by the end of this bootcamp, you're going to have your messaging, you're going to have your pitch, you're going to have the confidence in your badass list and the tools you need to get over imposter syndrome, and you're going to know where you're pitching. Mm. And then on day five, we wrap it all up and tie it all in a bow and teach you how to get into your direct network to be able to find the people that can help you actually take that pitch and get on TV. Mm. And that's the step, you guys. Like when that happens, boom, it's over. So many people are just like, it happens for them. I've got one more story for you, Chris. I have to give you this
story. Yeah, you have to share it.
Okay. Stephen Lovegrove, he's amazing. If you look him up, like he's got tons of followers now. He's been on tons of TV shows. But when we met him and he came to the Be On TV bootcamp, he was a great life coach. He liked to call himself America's life coach, but nobody would call him America's life coach.
Because nobody in America knew who he was at the moment.
No one knew. He called himself that. No one knew. He wanted everyone to know that he was, and that was what he wanted to be called, but it wasn't working for him. He hired the year before a PR firm and he paid them 30 grand and they didn't get him anything. And they told him it was his fault. Oh, they said, you're not ready. It's just not working because of you. And he was feeling really down and like an imposter and like he wasn't good enough. And he came and he signed up. And by the end of the bootcamp, we bring on producers, FYI, big time producers, to do Q&A with our people on the bootcamp. And he was actually able to get a CNN segment. A wow. National placement where he had his own hashtag America's life coach.
Oh my God.
Okay.
You got the name.
That CNN placement turned into several more CNN placements, but turned into, I'm going to say right now, I mean, by the end of that year, it was like 60 media placements. Now we're over 100 media placements. He just hosted an event in LA that had over 1 billion impressions on social media. And now he's like a TV host. He's been on Home and Family on Hallmark several times. He's always in Us Weekly and People Magazine. He's like the life coach stars. He's America's life coach. And the cool thing is that one PR agency said, it's you can't do it. And he paid them all that money. Yeah. And then what we taught him in the boot camp, now he does it on his own. And he's like a superstar. So it works.
Jen, that is the coolest thing. Also, and it's hilarious. I love that he was, especially something as grand as America's life coach, not even like Wisconsin's life coach or the Midwest life coach, like America's. And no one knew who he was. And just that whole trickle down effect of the story is super badass. No,
I love this so much. I literally, so even with Light Pink, I've been looking, you know, I've looked at other PR.
That's America's drink, right?
It's America's drink.
It's America's
right
drink.
That's what we're going to say. But I'm literally going to be doing this and I'm booking a call with you. I'm going to be doing this list for myself. I'm going to be doing all of the things because I truly do know that a lot of the best PR is done on your own like this and really getting clear with your messaging. So I'm actually going to go through all of this for Light Pink.
Yes. You need to go through all of it and be on the top of your top 20 list, Lori.
Yes.
So please for tap sure. me.
It's funny that you mentioned the top 20 list because some people have such a juicy, powerful top 20 list that they're not even taken advantage of. Like I'm raising my hand as I say that. It's so funny.
Yeah, for sure. If you made that list and you still, and the cool thing about the top 20 list, I'm not going to teach it on this podcast because I want you all to sign up for the bootcamp.
Yes.
And learn it there. But the cool thing about it is you can use it for anything, not just getting in the media. We've had people, you can use it to find investors, to find partners, to find, to get sales. to get clients, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a husband, a wife, whatever you want, you can use that top 20 list to get. Mm-hmm.
Lori, I promise not to use it to get a husband or a wife.
That's fine.
Yeah, you guys are good enough.
Make sure I like them too.
Hey, how do people sign up for this thing?
I do have your link. I want everybody to sign up for it from your link, which is beontvbootcamp.com/harder.
Perfect. That's easy.
.com/harder. Mm-hmm. If you heard about it from the podcast, we want to know that Chris and Lori sent you. So it's only $17. It's a no-brainer. And anybody that is a Chris and Lori friend, fan, family member is an automatic friend, fan, family member of mine. And I'm a fan of yours. So I can't wait to meet y'all.
$17. I literally thought this would be like a couple hundred or a few hundred dollar or $1,000 type of thing. That's awesome.
This is so cool. You guys, I have been in rooms where Jen has taught the top 20, where we've done the badass list. It's one of the most impactful things. Like, it's probably one of the biggest things that I've seen people be like, this is insane. Like, I can't believe I haven't done this yet. And I've seen so much value from so many of the people that I know from learning this. So this is absolutely one thing that is going to rock your world in 2022 if you go and take this boot camp.
This is okay. I want everyone to grab a pencil or pull up the notes section on your phone. Jen, what's the link one more time?
beontvbootcamp.com/harder.
beontvbootcamp.com/harder. Use that link. Sign up for this thing. $17 is going to change your freaking life. I love this. Wait, can we sign up?
Yeah, we can sign up.
You guys are already in.
That would be awesome to do this thing,
actually. We should do it together.
We need little challenges like that this year.
You guys should do it. And we know, hold on. It's the beyondtvbootcamp.com/harder.
Okay. So the beyondtvbootcamp. Get the in there and the harder at the end. We'll put the link in show notes. So go right to show notes if you have any problems. I'm going to throw it in my Instagram as well.
Yes.
But it is the beyondtvbootcamp.com/harder. $17. Yeah. Change your life in 5 days. Make you famous. All the good things. I love it. Jen, thanks so much for taking your valuable, valuable time and knowledge and sharing it with us today. You're a dear friend to us always, and it means the world.
Yes, we love you. I've never left a conversation with you where I haven't gotten so much value and something that's really moved the needle for me. So thank you again so much.
Thank you for having me on. Anytime I get to talk to you guys, I'm the happiest girl. I love you both so much.
Oh my gosh. Love you.
Feeling is mutual. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.